Norisbel, Denison, Norisbel, N-O-R-I-S-B-E-L, Denison, D-E-N-N-I-S-O-N. Date of birth is 6/23/1979. This is for date of service, 7/25/2023. Mrs. Denison is a 44-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hypothyroidism management. She has a history of sleep apnea and ocular migraines. She also has a history of vitamin B12 deficiency. The patient started experiencing symptoms about 6 months after her initial COVID double series vaccine. For her hypothyroidism, she was on levothyroxine 75 micrograms daily, leothyronine 5 micrograms daily as well. Since that initial episode, she has reported symptoms of dry skin, severe constipation, hair loss, extreme fatigue, ocular migraines, brain fog, blurry vision, syncope, and sleep apnea. Her free T4 was 1.1 and her prolactin level was 8.9%. She reports occasional blurry vision. She reports a history of fainting and falling. And she reports that she is tired all the time. Like I said, she had the vaccine 6 months prior to all of these symptoms starting. She also reports dry and itchy skin. Plan number one for her hypothyroidism management, at this point my recommendation is to place the patient on a more bioavailable thyroid hormone replacement and change her to Tyrosint, brand name, 88 micrograms daily, and continue the leothyronine, 5 micrograms once daily in order to optimize her free T4 level. Her current free T4 level is 1.1, and we will plan on rechecking a thyroid function panel in 6 to 8 weeks. Next number, I'm also recommending a gluten-free and dairy-free allergy. Next number, I'm also recommending a continuation of her magnesium supplement daily and a probiotic daily. Next number, all of the patient's symptoms started about 6 months prior to receiving the COVID initial two vaccine series. The patient since then has been experiencing a myriad of symptoms related to neurological symptoms with ocular migraines, syncope, and vision loss. She is currently followed by a neurologist. She also has experienced some palpitations for which she is being evaluated by a cardiologist as well, and also sees a dermatologist for her dry skin. These are all starkly different symptoms prior to her vaccine series. And at this point, my recommendation is to try to maintain her thyroid function panel at an optimal level and then address the other symptoms through symptom management and other management through specialists. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.